Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Lavelle, good morning.
Good morning there to you, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. How are you?
Well, we're doing pretty good. So you sent out a thing to your colleagues this week, and this is from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Of course, Lavelle is very much involved in counseling having to do with drug addiction. But this organization put out some tips. This is mainly for students having to do with some of the implications of social distancing. Is that right?
Yeah, what we've done, John Mark, SAMHSA, as you know, is the Substance Abuse Mental Health Service Administration. It's a federal agency that provides guidance on various topics, in particular drug and alcohol addiction. But because of the mental health aspect of people who are dealing with the COVID-19 coronavirus, they produced an outstanding document entitled Taking Care of Your Behavioral Health. That document came fresh off the press on the 16th, and I distributed that to all of my colleagues across campus as a way of informing not only our students but our communities as well about, you know, the three terminologies that are out there. The concept of social distancing. What is social distancing? It's basically, you know, keeping people from interacting closely or frequently enough to spread, in this case now, the COVID-19 coronavirus. And then the second term that we want to educate not only our students, our faculty, staff, all of our visitors, administration, all of our surrounding communities, the concept of quarantine. And for the most part, that's strictly designed as restricting the movement of people that may have been exposed to the COVID-19 coronavirus. And then, of course, the last one is the term isolation. And this is basically designed to prevent the spread of the infectious disease. And, of course, the CDC has outlined these guidelines. The university has done a job of getting this information out to our students and so forth. So the purpose of taking care of your behavioral mental health is to educate individuals also on the terminology that's been used in the media.
Mm-hmm. And as I look at this, yeah, I guess it applies to everyone, not specifically to students.
That is correct. Yeah. And we've also developed this document. I appreciate the president's office and the provost, Dr. John Humphreys, of ensuring that we are disseminating information to our communities so that they can be apprised of the terminology as well as perhaps how people feel as a result of being exposed to COVID-19, coronavirus, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Looking at this, we'll just touch on some of the more salient points. There's a section here called What to Expect, Typical Reactions, Anxiety, Worry, Fear, etc. Can't go through all of these, but boredom and frustration, I can imagine, if you're kind of having to stay at home, that could be a problem.
Yeah, it could be an issue, no doubt about it. But what we are encouraging our students who may be in the residence halls, of course, the focus is to stay on their work. The university is providing online instruction for our students. But at the same time, while you are there, please take advantage of the opportunity, if you're in our community or even if you're here on campus, to continue to read, to meditate, to do something to keep your mind active. Of course, you can always watch television, or we can always listen to Blackland Radio with you as well. So we want to make sure that those are steps that they can take to reduce the frustration and boredom that they may be experiencing.
Yeah, of course, KETR programming 24 hours a day. We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling. Now, you kind of touched on something in terms of receiving information about what's going on. And, of course, I don't know if you and I have talked about it before, but certainly we're all aware that social media, not always the most reliable source of information about anything that's going on, but in particular this, I would think.
And I think the most important thing is to make sure that individuals are educating themselves. And yes, there are information sharing out there on social media that may not be the most pertinent or accurate information, But if there are any issues and or concerns, we strongly encourage our students. We can reach out to our counseling center with Dr. Nick Patris. We can reach out to our health services center with Maxine Mendoza and her staff, and even our community folks. We strongly encourage you to reach out to your health care provider if there are any type of signs or symptoms and or questions, for that matter, that you may have.
Mm-hmm. Are you aware of being part of the counseling program? Are you aware of students in large numbers seeking counseling over this?
I think for the most part, our counseling center here on campus is providing services for our students. Of course, they can contact the counseling center there in the Halliday Student Services building. Dr. Nick Patris and his staff can provide all the necessary services for students. Again, if there are medical issues and or concerns that individuals have, Maxine Mendoza over in our Health Science Center can help. And, of course, our local health care providers can reach out as well to get information.
And Lavelle, we'll make a link to this very good fact sheet that you provided when we put this on the KETR webpage and the Blacklands Cafe Facebook page. So
that would be fine. And also, we have disseminated this document also to local businesses in town as well, so they can go by places and pick it up as well. Or, of course, you know, they can always contact me here in my office, 903-886-5632, and we'd be happy to share this information as well.
Okay, great. Lavelle, thanks for having a cup of hot chocolate with us this morning.
I'm enjoying it in the comfort of my office while I'm talking with you.
Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, add your story of the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.